The month of March has been full of surprises so far, and most of them not the good kind. The unrelenting cold weather has been brutal, with temperatures fit for early January, not late March. As you hear this, the Cape and Islands are being grazed and pounded by a massive, fast-moving storm system, adding a little more insult to injury this spring. Snowfall amounts will be determined today, but I think all of us share in the sentiment of good riddance to winter. Early spring nor'easters are not unusual in our area. In fact, they can happen right into June, when they really wreak major havoc and destruction on nesting birds, especially beach nesting birds. So while it seems unfair for the newly returned piping plovers, American oyster catchers, and ospreys to have to deal with this storm, it is not the first or 30th time that as a species they have had to deal with it. Birds are much tougher than they appear, and they will find a way to deal with this adversity and by tomorrow be right back at what they were up to. Surprisingly, in the natural world, all is well, as all living plants and animals have dealt with this kind of weather before. Perhaps this spring on the Cape and Islands, things will pop and be more dramatic than usual. Several birds have already been unexpected and almost inexplicable. Ospreys, the Cape and Islands' harbinger of spring, returned in at least 5 places almost simultaneously. Ospreys were reported from Orleans, Dennis, Falmouth, West Barnstable, and Nantucket from 2:30 to 4 p.m. on Saturday afternoon, March 15th, which is extraordinarily early. Just knowing these birds are back brings a smile to not only my face, but to all happy to see that winter is finally going to come to an end. There were also reports of multiple American oyster catchers in various places, with groups of up to 6 individuals spotted in a couple of places. That is a lot of these noisy, gregarious shorebirds that possess the world's most colorful shucking knife for a beak at this time in March. Oyster catchers add a much-needed bit of color to the drab beach in March. These hardy shorebirds will be pairing off and laying eggs by mid-April on area dunes, beaches, and marshes. Most unexpected has been the appearance of what is hands down the best-looking raptor in the world, called a swallow-tailed kite. A swallow-tailed kite was seen by separate observers on March 12th in Orleans and Brewster. Then on St. Patrick's Day afternoon, another, or possibly the same, swallow-tailed kite was well seen briefly as it rocketed westward, skimming the low trees and sand-playing grasslands on Nantucket with a 30-knot tailwind. As their name implies, they have a long forked tail, are brilliantly marked, being essentially half jet black and half bright white. They are not only great looking, they are supremely graceful on the wing, which is where they spend a preponderance of their time. They are a tropical species that winters in South America before heading up through Central America and crossing the Caribbean to nesting areas in Florida and Georgia. Occasionally, they overshoot their breeding grounds in the spring, and when they miss, they can miss big. Until next week, keep your eyes to the sky.